The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Got an email from John Jocelyn, 2A Maryland. It looks like the gun grabbers are going to continue their assault on our Second Amendment here in Maryland, and we would just hope that you would rise to the challenge in opposition. If you're not a member of 2A Maryland or you don't get the newsletter, just let me know, and I'll forward it to you. Be glad to forward it to you, and you can sign up for the email blast. But looks like they're going to try the excise tax on guns and ammunition again, and a couple other things. None of these have anything to do with, preventing criminals from owning guns. It just prevents the law-abiding citizen to, just makes it more difficult for us to own and buy firearms and ammunition for some reason. Well, I can tell you what it is. This is similar laws in Massachusetts and other places that are going to be introduced. The Bloomberg group has Michael Bloomberg used to be the billionaire that used to be the mayor of New York City, has an anti-gun group out, and he's got some experts there that craft legislation, and it's just a model, it's just a blueprint, a boilerplate, whatever you want to call it, for legislation around the country for the blue states to introduce into their general assemblies and trying to get more control of firearm owning individuals like you and me, and prevent us from exercising our God-given rights to protect ourselves. So that's the story. Just keep in mind, and like I said, if you want me to forward this email to you, I'll be glad to do that. Also, recommend that you sign up for their website or their email blast, because John also is very, very, very good at supplying names and email addresses of people on the committee and so forth. Here's 2A Maryland offered every member of the General Assembly in Maryland a free firearms training course through 2A Maryland. 188 lawmakers, okay? The open rate on their emails was 30%. There were 6 responses that basically said, I will tell the lawmaker about your, about your initiative and make sure he's aware of this. Not one lawmaker responded to actually take the free firearms course, firearms training course, that you and I are required to take if we want to have a carry permit, 16 hours of training, or an HQL, 4 hours of training, unless you're exempt from the training. Many of you who've taken hunter safety course, members of the military or law enforcement officers are exempt from the training because we've taken it, with hunter safety and all that stuff. But for the HQL, but for the, for the carry permit, yeah, it's required 16 hours of training. So they offered that course free to every lawmaker in every part of Maryland and had no takers. You tell me if they're interested in understanding what they're voting on. They're not. All right. I said I'd keep this politics free, but that's important enough All right, let's see. All right, we've got Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Alan, good morning. I wanted to tell you I appreciate you sending me that information on the fellow that did that little thing on the Menhaden. I found that very informative.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Yep.
it was eye-opening to see Atlantic States as, you know, the politics there, I guess, with a mega protein to allow them take.
Yeah.
How the Menhaden are, and that you know, we're not seeing these, you know, fatty rockfish and other species that feed off of them. That you know, how detrimental this over harvest has really gotten to be, and it's pretty amazing to say the least.
Yep, no question.
But the question is they're just regulated.
Oh, damn. And the shad, the freedom of the shad to go, you know, to go upriver to spawn. What'd you say, Lee? We're having a little trouble with Lee.
What's that?
I said we're having a little trouble with hearing you. You're cutting in and out. I don't know where you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But,
I'm amazed at how they can harvest the amount of menhaden, and you know, what the regulations are for them to, you know, the cap or whatever, because we're not seeing any menhaden in the bay at all,
right?
In the upper bay,
right?
But it's
You were telling me about the rockfish running the silversides, you know, schooling up, surrounding the schools of silversides and running them up on the bank, actually, and you know, your bait imitating the silversides is, you know, we've got back in the day when we had a trophy season. What was one of the most popular records methods? Trolling what? Spoons. Tony Acetas.
Yep.
Tony Acetas. Drones. Crippled Alewives. What did they imitate? They all imitated the same thing. They imitated, you know, alewives. And
correct.
You know, they had the shape and everything else, the movement, and that's what the rockfish keyed on. We don't see that anymore. We really don't.
No.
You know, the guys all trolling are using umbrella rigs and bucktails and tandem rigs and everything else, and that's just it's just been a total switch.
Yeah, you don't see the big 7-inch sassy shads and
no,
really any of that stuff. I remember
exactly
on the back of these charter boats, all the boats were loaded up with that stuff. But that's the thing of the past.
Yep, the boats used to go by, and you'd see those big chrome spoons fluttering in the wind as they went by, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, they switched because the fish weren't hitting them, because why? Now, I don't remember who I was talking to. I really don't. Somebody was talking about the way those boats, the omega protein boats, harvest those menhaden. And they still use the aircraft schools.
Uh-huh.
They still use the big nets that surround the schools, but now they're actually driving right up to or into the school of fish and using vacuum to suck those boats out of the water.
Wow.
Suck those fish out of the water. And whatever's pursuing them's coming right in there too, you know? So
right.
It's an absolutely amazing process, and it's just they're just vacuuming the most valuable fish in the bay out of existence.
They literally are because it's been, you know, we saw a little bit of smaller menhaden in the Patapsco for a brief time,
right?
And unfortunately, they got involved in the harbor, you know, part of that fish kill. But other than the little bit I've seen in the harbor, and I speak with my other fishing friends, they're not seeing them at all.
Right.
And is this part of the problem where we're going to have a reduction because of the, you know, with the rockfish, I truly believe there's some connection there.
You know,
Young of the Year index is important, but you know, there's and another thing is with the rockfish is a lot of my commercial friends have already used up all their quota. This is the first year for me that I'm done. I've used all my quota, so I'm
right.
done. So I'm that's what is that saying? You know, are the rockfish in trouble? In my eyes, not because I'm done really well, but it, overall, you know, when I look at the yield and the size of the fish, yes, the fall run of fish coming in are beautiful.
Right.
But the resident fish that we were fishing on were not too pretty looking.
Right.
And I think of that because of the lack of fatty menhaden to feed those fish.
Exactly.
I'm definitely not somebody of a biologist that has the knowledge of what's going on, but I'm really curious as to
the people that scream the loudest are the commercial guys. They don't want any
right.
cuts to anything, anytime, anywhere, you know, no matter what the situation.
Right.
You know, and
yeah.
they're coming, I can tell you. And the second group are the charter boat captains. Look, I'm okay with these guys, you know, trying to protect their income, trying to protect their livelihood, okay? But just like back when they had the moratorium on rockfish, what did these guys do? You know, that was 5 years. How did they make a living? They had to turn to something else, you know? I see some of these guys, the ones that cry about the oysters and so forth, they're now oyster farming, okay? So if you want to stay in that realm, you got to figure out what the alternative is in case your main source of income goes away.
Oh yeah, well
I mean
a couple of these guys in Middle River, they switched over to the Blue Cats mm-hmm. in the wintertime, and they're doing pretty well with that.
Exactly, you know, exactly. So you've got that resource out there that has replaced what the money fish was. The money's not as good, but you know, the size is bigger, so maybe this one fish takes the place of four or five of those rockfish that you were catching.
Well,
I don't know.
That's the truth. I filled a couple totes full of blue catfish, and
yeah,
you know, I'm obviously not doing it for a living. You know,
right.
it's not my main income,
that's your side gig. I get it.
At $1.50 a pound, I was good with them.
You're happy with it, right? So,
yeah.
Now that's a live weight, right? $1.50 is a live weight price.
Correct. Whole fish. Yeah.
Whole fish rate. Okay. So, So if you're talking a 40-pound blue cat at $1.50 a pound, that's $60.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, that's going to be a 10-pound rockfish.
Correct.
So yeah. You catch one 40-pound blue cat at $1.50 a pound. You catch 2 5-pound rockfish. You know you got the same money.
Well, the market right now on rockfish is between $5.50 and $6.75 a pound.
Good grief!
Whole fish. It's
good
unbelievable.
Grief.
That
is unbelievable.
I've ever seen.
And why is that? Supply and demand, economics. The demand is there, and the supply is not.
Yeah, the hook and liners are doing really well. I don't know how well the pound netters are doing on rockfish. So,
right.
But regardless, it's kind of a cluster. I don't really understand.
Right.
You know, I don't know what's going on in the lower bay. I know what's going on in the upper bay with rockfish
right.
and whatnot. But
right.
It's and I leave that up to the state. That's where they
sure.
they come up with their
yep.
quotas and stuff. But I it is Is the lack of menhaden the problem? Is it the blue cats? Eating everything in the bay?
All of the above.
But it's interesting to hear the what a biologist would think needs to be accomplished to alleviate this problem, you know.
Sure.
But it's it is a multitude of issues, and it is something that man can cure. Well, I think we've actually created the problem.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be interesting how they can get a grip on solving these. The shutdown of the omega protein was huge.
Yeah, I have a friend who we talked about canvasback ducks. We talk about rockfish, menhaden, all the stuff that's threatened, and we do. And he calls the human race not Homo sapiens but Homo rapiens when it comes to the outdoors. Which sometimes is pretty accurate. So
it really is. You know, there was a person you and I knew back when all I ever heard with our state was, we got to look at the science of it. And I don't hear that word. I don't hear that word anymore. And I truly miss Marty Gary.
it's become pretty political. I can tell you that in the last 10 years. Yeah. And especially
the last four.
All right, brother. I got to let you go. But as always, appreciate the input. Stay in touch.
Yep. Always send me any of that stuff you get. I always appreciate receiving that from you. Yep. And you have a good day.
You got it, buddy. Yep. Thanks. Yep. See ya. There we go. Jerry, thanks for hanging on there. We have to get to a commercial, and I got to tell you folks about our friends at Hearth America and Backyard Billy's. You know, when you go to Backyard Billy's, you look around and you go, well, first look around your backyard, because they're called Backyard Billy's for a reason. And look around your kids and your grandkids' backyard as well and say, okay, you could use a shed, you could use a gym set because the kids are growing up and they'll be able to use that for the next 10 years. And we could use a gazebo, or we could use a shed or a greenhouse here in the back. Or, you know, let's replace our picnic table. Why don't we talk about getting a new grill? Well, wait, I got the solution. Backyard Billy's. Yes, you can dress up your backyard at Backyard Billy's. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables, chairs, and Adirondack chairs. If you just get a couple of Adirondack chairs so you can sit out on your deck, you know, or out on your porch in comfort, why not? Check it out at Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Gym sets, tiki bars, storage sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels. Chicken coops, a big giant selection of chicken coops, believe it or not. And the big stuff with the sheds and greenhouses and stuff, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, check out the barbecue grills. They got them all, the Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, and more. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits for just hanging out in the backyard. Fire rings, freestanding deck umbrellas for your deck. I mean, these are things that you just don't find everywhere. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. That phone number one more time, 827-4500. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. We talk about late season fishing. Well, hunting season's here, but let me tell you about the fishing stuff. Still plenty of fish and crabbing left. You can get out there, rods and reels, new line. If you want to have new line spooled on your spools, the famous Shakespeare ugly stick, the pen spinning reels, the Fluger rods and reels, including that President Series reel. We got a nice text on that. Somebody said they have three or four of them. I have three of them. That's my go-to, because I'm not a on the water every day guy. That's, these are my go-to spinning reels nowadays, and I've got dozens of spinning reels. But the President Fluger is the favored one right now. The beautiful lineup of St. Croix fishing rods, live and frozen bait, minnows, crab bait, licenses, lures, hooks, lead weights, every kind of tackle for every kind of fish. For rockfish, the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, and the parachutes. All this at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, Lansdowne. Halethorpe, 21227, 410-242-6108 is the phone number. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's has been around since 1957, open 7 days a week for 410-242-6108. Stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin' on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Yeah, let's talk to Jerry in Baltimore. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I trust I find you well.
You find me well, yes, sir.
Good, good.
I'm just sitting here enjoying
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, by the sound of your voice, you sound like a 20-something guy.
I am, in my mind.
Yeah, see, I thought so. Alan, a couple of things I want to ask you. Several years ago, I met this guy. I was a commercial crabber down in the Middle Branch, down near Harbor Hospital, Tapsco River.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he said something to the effect that, like, what he would do is go out on his boat and, I don't say cast a line, but run a line.
A trot line. It's called a trot line. It's 600, 1,000, 1,200 feet of baited line. The line's baited every few feet, and they have a device on their boat that is like a spool. And they go along and they spool this line back into the boat, and as the crabs are hanging on the bait, they'll hang on long enough to get a net underneath them, and you flip them in the box.
Right.
That's how that works. Go ahead.
But he was telling me, because I asked him a lot. I said, "That's it doesn't seem like a high overhead, and you could make a profit, make a living." But he was saying that there are new licenses that people that have them are grandfathered in. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep. Or you can sell them. Absolutely.
Yeah. They are, right. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Also, tell me, please, what is the law in the state of Maryland if you're going to do a private, gun, pistol, or long rifle, shotgun purchase? Is there any documentation required, or how?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, are you talking about buying it from an independent person, friend, or that type of thing?
Yes,
the right thing to do, is go to local sporting goods store and have them fill out the paperwork for both of you. That's the right thing to do. Go to your local FFL.
Okay. Yeah, my concern is
that's the right thing to do. Now, is that commonly done? No.
Yeah.
No, it is not. But,
especially guns. My concern is that if you purchase a gun, say if a friend or just an acquaintance, you don't know the history of the weapon, of the,
correct.
Shotgun,
that's
whatever.
Right.
And maybe one day something will happen and you will be attached to that weapon legally. And they say, this is the gun that killed whoever 30 years ago.
Happens all the time. That's why you get the documentation and the paperwork on it. So I bought a handgun years ago. No law against it. Check this out, diligently. Bought a gun from a guy, handgun, and told somebody about it, and they said, nothing you need to do. There was no law back in the time that you had to have any kind of, paperwork or anything. And I said, cash transaction, bought the gun from the guy, and off we went. And it's like, no problem back then. But the right thing to do now is to, get the transfer paperwork done. So.
Well, as they say, better safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry. That's right.
Alan,
you can give Clyde's a call and tell him what you got, and they'll be glad to walk you through the process. He's right there, and right off the Beltway, exit 9.
Right. So. I know where he's at. Thank you, Alan.
Yep.
So, in closing, I'll probably be listening. I probably have been listening to your show for maybe 10 years. I was flipping a dial one morning. I was getting to be an old man, and you wake up early, whatever, you can't sleep. And I flipped the dial, and I've been listening ever since. It's just in the last year that I started calling. But
I'm glad you did.
Show.
Always nice to hear from you.
You have a great show. Thank you.
You do the same. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, hey, before you go, Jerry? Oh, okay. I was going to ask Jerry for a groupie update. You know, he keeps track of my groupies out there. And I don't know if he has a database or just how he figures it out, or maybe he just, you know, gets around to where, you know, the people that listen to this show and love and adore me hang out. But, you know, I was hoping he would give us a groupie report from somewhere around the country. I know he goes to Hollywood every now and then, and I'm well-known there as well. So, anyway, let's talk to who's next, Aaron Joe in Graysonville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
I'm calling to get my mother liver contest.
All right.
I ain't never got the jiggers.
Oh, man. You're a lucky man.
And this old man told me, if you get them, rub Vicks vapor rub all over them, and you won't feel nothing.
Well, good for him. I guess that does have some analgesic properties in it, but here's the story on chiggers, okay? They are a nasty little thing, and I believe they're part of the arachnid family. I'm not sure if they're, you know, that part, but they will bite you and take what they need and drop off. They do not stay attached. What they leave behind, however, is in their bite, they have a little chemical that makes you itch badly, and it becomes infected. Every one of them does. And then you get a little pustule on your leg, and that dries out, and eventually that will dry out and pop off your skin, okay? So they've already bitten you. They've already dropped off. It's not like you have chiggers on you at the time, okay?
Right.
So what you need to do is get through that itching process. Now, Vicks Vapor Rub may certainly help that. I personally use something like Cordate or, you know, the anti-itch creams that you have out there. And I'll tell you something else that's nice, too. And that's ammonia. Ammonia helps counteract that as well. So that's what this product called Afterbite. It's a little applicator for mosquito bites. That's all it is ammonia. So you put some of that on, or like I said, the anti-itch stuff. Cordate comes to mind. Or calamine lotion like you use for poison ivy. It all works great. But people are under the impression that the chigger has bitten you and dug in, and they treat it with nail polish and all this other stuff they put on there, gasoline and all this stuff I've heard of. But, you know, the whole thing is that the chigger has bitten you and is gone.
Yeah.
But I've had them. I walked into some high grass. We were dove hunting with my grandson down in Dorchester County, and some of the doves, when we shot, flew behind us and got in the woods, and we had to walk through some grass to get back there. And when I came out, I had what looked like pepper spread on, you know, so I took a pepper shaker and put it on my arms and my legs. And I was wearing jeans at the time. And anyway, I wound up with, I think I did a rough count of like 300 chigger bites. And it was not a pleasant experience for about 3 weeks. And it picked off a half a dozen seed ticks at the same time, so which are little tiny baby ticks. So,
I mean, me and my son and another guy, Danny, we're hunting. They were loaded with it. I never had one.
Well, you're lucky. You're lucky. They must have walked through more grass than you did.
No, I walked the same place they did.
Same places. Well, let them go first. There you go. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Bye. How about that? All right. You got to take a little break here. Aaron, you want to do your thing there?
Hey, folks. Let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
What? For what? Hawk has been created some of the best crossbow scopes available for crossbow hunters. This year, Hawk has continued to improve upon the already impressive XB30 crossbow scopes. New for 2025 is the Hawk XB30 Zoom FFP. The XB30 Zoom FFP brings first focal plane, that's what FFP stands for, by the way, technology to the world of archery, allowing you to use the full magnification capabilities of your scope no matter the speed of your bow. Long gone are the frustrations of being stuck to a single power on your crossbow scope. Low light or close-up shots? Zoom out. Long ranger shot? Zoom in. Experience the full range of magnification and remain accurate with the XB30 Zoom FFP from Hawk Optics. This scope is sold in three models, depending on the speed of your bow. Available in speed ranges of 385 to 420. That's where my crossbow is. 425 to 465 and 470 to 510 feet per second. That's where the big Ravens and all the high-powered stuff are. The Mission falls somewhere in the middle there, that 425 to 465. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back. Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedAndFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. The boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak, I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of. Big bulls, big bucks.
All right, we got a nice email from our buddy Joe down there in Whitman, and he asked me to shout out to his son Henry, heading back from Cody, Wyoming with his buddies and their antelope. They're successful hunting this past week. Congratulations. I've hunted antelope in Wyoming and also been successful. Been great time out there. They had a good time. They got it. He says, I got him stuck listening to me. Yeah, I understand that. But hey, great antelope hunting. I'll never forget that experience, that's for sure. I was talking about that with somebody the other day. Yeah, the guide says, all right, you got your antelope, now you got to do what we do here with your first one. I said, what's that? He guys said, you got to take a bite out of that heart. I'm like, oh, I like heart meat, not raw necessarily. So I took a big bite out of that antelope hunt, antelope heart, chewed on a little bit, said, okay, have I met your requirement? He goes, yep. Raw antelope heart. Yeah, he didn't say I had to swallow it, so I didn't. But, boy, I'll tell you what, cook it up. It's pretty good stuff. I love heart, deer heart, antelope heart. Beef heart, all of that's good stuff. Do it right. Don't overcook it. Anyway, did you say there's somebody on the line there, Aaron? Francis in Dundalk. Good morning, Francis. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's up?
I'm calling in relation to the main haven that is being taken out of the Chesapeake Bay.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My last emphasis of hearing how many tons they have taken out, it's like 50,000 tons of menhaden.
A lot. No question.
When this Omega company is taking stuff out and feeding farm fish, they're making byproducts from it. It's depleting the Chesapeake Bay for its livelihood.
My prediction is
I do not know what the condition of the Chesapeake Bay will be in the next 5 years. But when I came to Maryland many years back, in 64, the guys from work says, come fish with me after a couple years there. We went to the eastern shore,
yep,
and it was a spawning for the yellow perch. There was at least 100 people around this cove in this river there, and
yep,
we were taking this spawn. I said, you people call this fishing? And they said, yeah. I said, this isn't fishing. They're taking out the future fish for the Chesapeake Bay. Nobody should be allowed to catch any fish that is spawning because that is their future fish. After they spawn, you should be allowed to take and catch the fish.
Well, that's why we have a closure on black bass in Maryland, and that's one of the reasons we've had the restrictions now on the trophy rockfish season. You know, they used to go out and catch those big spawning females, and now that's shut down until hopefully after the spawn. Go ahead.
When I was in the Navy, I was in Bremerton, Washington. I went to fish hatcheries there and saw what they did for the salmon, how they increased the salmon population by having,
sure,
the fish hatcheries.
Yep.
And in Oregon also. And
Same thing here in Maryland. We had a replacement policy on rockfish, a big program run by Ben Florence and others out of southern Maryland, and the Chesapeake Bay rockfish were restocked after enduring the during the moratorium in the mid-'80s. No question about it.
But I even tried to find out from the fisheries where there is fish hatcheries here to replace the fish that is no longer coming. And when I went to fish for the shad and herring on the Route 40 at the Gunpowder, they were using nets, 4-foot nets, putting them in buckets. And I says, within 10 years, to the date of 10 years, it was in the Sun paper that there was no more shad and herring coming up the Chesapeake Bay.
Well, there's still there's hickory shad, herring, and white shad. The problem is they can't get over the Conowingo Dam to go up to continue their spawning progress in the upper rivers and the upper reaches of the Susquehanna like they used to. The dam has blocked all that. Now, they have that stupid fish lift out there, but what does that do? You can't get enough fish up river to continuously spawn. So the fish get to the Conowingo Dam, and they hit their heads on the dam, and they're done. You know, but they've done survey after survey after survey on the American shad, the hickory shad. Plenty of hickory still coming in, but they just can't get to the upper reaches where they need to get to spawn. Now they do. There's some spawning. There's no question about that, but the numbers haven't recovered to a sustainable numbers just yet. I can tell you that from experience. My buddy Dale, Uncle Dale, lives here. My neighbor in Easton, and thank you for the figs, Dale. And by the way, thank you, Rudy, for the invitation to the Rock the Reef celebration at Seabeck the other night. I appreciate the invitation. So two shout-outs there in one. But, you know, Dale, that was his area of expertise, was the shad. He can tell you more about shad and herring than anybody in Maryland and what led to the decline. So, but appreciate your concerns. You share the same concerns that I do, Francis.
We moved on from Francis, but we appreciate
it. Okay, thank you, Francis, for the call. There we go. All right, let's take our last break there, Aaron. Go ahead and play your pre-recorded spots.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call
Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Thank you there for the announcement. Okay. I do want to update you a little bit on Clyde's Pork Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Waterfowl season is here. One of the nicest shotguns to come to my shoulder that I've done in a long time is Maxis, the Maxis 2 in Arc Camo. It's a reliable gas-operated autoloader with additional enhancements to improve performance. Don't forget the A5 Hunter in 20-gauge, the A5 Wicked Wing in vintage camo, and all the Browning firearms are available to see at Clyde's Sports Shop, and to purchase at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 212-274-2426108, ClydeSportsShop.com. Open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. All right. Music has surprised me. But that's okay. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. Remember, faith, family, friends, freedom. That's what we're all about here.
Right choice for Maryland.